Amar Vami, Ein Misa Belo Chet, Ein Yisurin Belo Adam. There can't be Misa unless somebody has some kind of Chet. And Tosfos explains, even Bishogeg, there has to be at least some kind of sin. Even if it's only Shogeg, Chet is Shogeg. And there can't be Yisurim unless there's an Adam that's Mazed. Even though it would seem just the opposite, Misa is much more serious, that should need an Adam. And Yisurim are less serious, that should need a Chet. But Tosfos says that since there's a gzeira already of modest, that's where at least the Marshon explains it, there's already a gzeira of modest, so it doesn't take that much to cause a person to have to die in this world. It would mean a person would have to be completely free of any kind of chait for him not to die. Like Eliyahu HaNavi, wouldn't die, he would go directly to Shammai. But Yisurim, there's no gzeira. So there you need something more to trigger off Yisurim. Aside from what Tosfos says, he was talking about Yisurim, which are Negoyim, which are extra special, difficult kinds of Yisurim, only come with an Avon, not with a Chet. They only come with Mezid, not with Shogeg. Okay. But neither one can come without some kind of sin. A person wouldn't sin at all, he would have no Yisurim and no Misa. Ein Misa Belo Chet, how do we know that? Bechsiv, HaNefesh HaChotas, he tumbles. Right, the nefesh that sins will die. Masha, if there's no sin, there's no death. Ben lo yisa ba'oven ha'av, ha'av lo yisa ba'oven ha'ben, tzidkas ha'tzadik, all of tiyah, varishas ha'rosha, all of tiyah. It's a possible. People suffer for what they do wrong, and if there's no chait at all, then there won't be any misa. Ein yisurim below avon. How do you know that ein yisurim below avon? Dechsiv ufokadish yibeshevet pishon uvenegoyim avonam. Negoyim only come for avonim, for avonos. Meistes. Now I ask Kashin. Obviously, Rashi below chet. The cheto shel avon gorim lo misa. It's the chet that causes death. And even though death was niknas on Adam Harishon, that means that any one of his descendants that would also have chatoyim would die. But if there would be any of his descendants that have no chatoyim at all, they wouldn't die. B'shevet uvenegoyim haynu yisurim. That doesn't mean they'd remain in this world forever. Like I said, it was like Eliyahu HaNavi. They would ascend to Shamayim, to Gan Eden, alive, without having to die. B'shevet uvenegoyim haynu yisurim. The ka'omer she'ein boy nele mishum pekidas avon. It says b'feirish that those things only come because of avonus. Meisvei omru malochi ashores of Nekodesh Baruch Hu ribono shel olam. Nipnei ma konasto misa al adam harishon. The malochim asked ribono shel olam, why did you decree death, to fine adam harishon with death? Omer lahem mitzvah kala tzivisiv, the overall of, right, that he, I commanded him a simple mitzvah, and he was over on it. Now the Mefarshim explained that everybody, the Malachim should have known that the whole parish in Bereshis, that Adam HaRishon was Chote, and the Ribbono Shel Olam therefore gave him what's a call that he have to die. But the question was, for such one time, you warn somebody first. You don't punish them such a terrible thing after one time. So the Ribbono Shel Olam said, but there's two reasons why, even though it was the first time, first of all, mitzvah kalat CVC. I gave him an easy mitzvah, and I gave it to him personally. So it wasn't something difficult, it was something easy. And he should have been able to keep it. And I gave it to him personally, therefore the onish was serious. Omar le, Omru le, v'halo Moshe v'Aaron shekimu kol ha-Torah kulo mesu. I, Moshe and Aaron, never sinned, right? And they died. Omar le, mikra echo l'tzadik u'l'rosho l'tov. So you see from here that it's possible for people not to have any sins and to die. Moshe Nar. Hu da omer ki ay tana. Ein chanami. This tana doesn't hold that ein misa beloche. This tana holds that ein chanami. You could die without chatoyim. Moshe Aaron died and had no chatoyim. So, but Rav Ami held like it's a different tana. Right. It's machlokas tanoim, whether you can die without chet. Hu da omer ki hay tana. The tanya. Rav Shim ben Elazar Omer, Ach Moshe v'Aaron b'chetam nesu. Moshe and Aaron also died because of their chet. Shneemar Yan lo hemantim bi, ho hemantim bi adayin lo higiyaz manchem lipotim min ha'olam. Because you didn't believe in me, that's why you weren't faithful to me, that's why you, what's it called, are going to die. If you didn't, you were faithful, you wouldn't have died now. So even Moshe and Aaron died because of their sin. And the first Mandi Omer also says in the Torah, Yan lo hemantim bi. Right? But that wouldn't have been a sin enough to cause him to death. In other words, the first man, the Omer, holds a Moshe and Aaron didn't sin any kind of sin that would have caused their death. Just the fact that they wouldn't be able to take the Am Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, that the sin caused, but not that it would cause their death. Ein misabol chait means there has to be some significant chait that can cause death. Right? But if it's not a significant chait, then in a chanami, that what's it called doesn't necessarily cause death. So even though they were chote, their death wasn't caused by the chait. And the other man, the Omer, holds no, their death was caused by the chait. Had they not been chote, they wouldn't have died. The Chorad says by Moshe Rabbeinu, though, that the Rebbeinu says, Mashlim Shnoseyem Shal Tzadikim Miyom Liyom. Mashmi, he lived his whole lifespan. So there's a Groa, not necessarily to answer this question, but with this Groa we can answer the question. The Groa says that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Truma of the Welt. And Truma, you can take either Ba'ayin Yofeh, or you can take it Bebeinemish. Or Ba'ayin Ra, 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th. So if Moshe Rabbeinu was the Truma of the world exists 6,000 years. So 1/50th is 120 years. But if it would have been Ayin Yofeh, he would have had 150 years, 1/40th. So there were two different plans. If Moshe Rabbeinu was going to have an Ayin Yofeh, he would have lived 150 years. That would have been his lifespan. Since he wasn't Zocha to the Ayin Yofeh, just to Beinoni, he only lived 120 years. But he lived his full amount, except what the full amount was, there were two different options. And depended what would come later on. But it's not that he died early. He died in his proper time. Shall what was the proper time? Okay. Mesve. Another kasha. And Ein Misa Belochet. Arba Mesu Be'ityo Shal Nachash. Four people died Be'ityo Shal Nachash. Ityo Shal Nachash, Tosa says, Ba'atsas. What's it called? Tarashi. Be'ityo Shal Nachash. Batsaso shel nachash, right? Itya is the same thing as etza. Shehesi lechava velo becheit acher shelo chatu. Right? They never sinned. They had no other sin. They only died because of the gzeira of maves that was put on other marishon. The ityo kamo ita v'tam, and the Aruch says ityo comes from the lashon eight because of the pen that which was written by the nachash. That's the gzeir of mavis on humankind. That's why they died. They had no personal sin. Be'eluhena. These are the people who died. Be'ityo shel nachash. They had no sins themselves. Binyamin ben Yaakov, Amram avi Moshe, Yishai avi David, the Kilav ben David. Right. These four people. The Kulu Gemara, Levar mi Yishai avi David. All of them we only know from Torah Shebal Peh, the Mesorah. Except for Yishai Avi David, the Mefurish Beikra. There's a pasuk that says that Yishai Avi David never sinned. Dechsiv, the Amasa, Som Avshalom Tachas Yoav, Amasa Avshalom put him in the place of Yoav, Al Hatzava, Amasa Ben Ish Ushmo Yisro HaYisraeli, Asher Bo El Avigail Bas Nachash Achos Sruya Eim Yoav. Okay, that's the pasuk. So the Gemara says, the Chibas Nachash having, right? She Avigail was Bas Nachash, the Halo Bas Yisha having. Her father's name was Yishai, not Nachash. The Sivach Yoseim Tsruya of Avigail, right? The sisters were Tsruya and Avigail, talking about the daughters of Yishai. Elabas Mishameis Beit Yoshal Nachash. He was called Nachash because he died only because of the hate of Adam Arishon. He had no chatoim of his own. So Mar says, money. Who does this Bryce go according to? Ilei matana de malachi ashores. If it's the first Tana who we said, enochanami, that Tana holds that ein misa below chet. Right? Because Moshe and Aaron died without chet. So if it's that one, then there aren't four, there's six. There's Moshe and Aaron too. Not only four people died without any chatoi, Moshe and Aaron also had no chatoi. Right? So it can't be that Tana. Elamai, it must be Rav Shimon ben Elazar. It's the only other Tana we have to make a third Tana, right? Well, we don't have any third Tana. We don't make up machlokes that don't exist. We have a machlokes, right? We know that the first man the Omer holds that Moshe and Aaron didn't sin. That can't be similar to this Tana, because he holds that only four people didn't sin.
So it must be that this goes according to the other man, the Omer, of Shimon Alasa, who said that Moshe and Aaron did sin. Still, right, he holds that there are four people who didn't sin. So it must be that everybody holds that that Yesh Misa below Chet. Ushma Mina, Yesh Misa below Chet, Yesh Yisurim below Avon, Tiyufta Deravami Tiyufta. Even though we haven't disproved Ein Yisurim below Avon, but Lamaisa, Tosa says that once one was slugged up, if there is Misa below Chet, then there could be Yisurim below Avon too. Even though we have no proof for that, but once we break the klal and go together, if it's shayich misa below chet, then it's shayich yisurim below oven. It's not shayich misa below chet, then it's not shayich yisurim below oven either. Even though we learned them from different psukim. Rashi, b'ityo shel nachash, ba'atzoso shel nachash, sheheisi lechava v'lo b'chet acher shelo chatu, b'ityo kmo ita v'tam, v'ach yosehem b'vnei yishai mishtoi. It's talking about the daughters of Yishai. El alav Reb Shimon ben Elazar, the Omer Moshe v'Aaron b'cheta mesu, u'mod v'hani. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, even though he holds that Moshe and Aaron died b'chetam, he would also agree that there are four people who had no chet. Okay. Omer Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer Reb Yonason, kol ha'omer Ruvein chata inu elatoa. Anyone who says that Ruvein was choteh, that he actually lived with his father's wife, Ayishkav Ruvain, as Bilhah Pilegesh Aviv, is making a mistake. It's a mistake. Shenemar v'yubnei Yaakov shnei masor melamed shekulam shkulim ka'achas. Over there, there's a parsha that has a pasuk, what's it called, that's split up in the end of a parsha and the beginning of a parsha. Right? Right after it says, v'yihi bishkon Yisrael ba'oretz ahi v'yishkav Ruvain, as Pilegesh Aviv, right after that it says, Vayu b'nei Yaakov shnei masor. So the fact that the Torah put this pasuk, right, and wasn't mafrid it between what came before, is to come to tell me that even though Reuven did what the Torah says, still, Vayu b'nei Yaakov shnei masor. Malamit shekulam shkulam kachas. They all were equal tzaddikim. And therefore Reuven was not a Rasha. So how could he not be a Rasha and he lived with his father's wife? Elamani Mekayim Vayishkav is Bilhah Pilegesh Aviv. Malamed Shebilbil Matzor Shel Aviv. He did sin, but not the sin that seems to be in the Torah. Right? He was Mevalbil Matzor Shel Aviv. He somehow upset his father's bed. Umalov Akasu Kilu Shachavima. And the Torah considers it like he slept with her. Let's see Rashi first, and we'll see what's going on over here. Kol ha'omer Ruvein chata, v'maisa Bilha. This chet, that he slept with Bilha, that never happened. The siba hukra, v'yu b'nei Yaakov, l'hotzi miliban shalot t'tach shedenu. The Torah went out of its way to put this pasuk connected to what came before, right, and to make a parsha that the pasuk the emtsa, what's it called, the parsha that separates, and the pasuk continues on. In the parsha separates a pasuk right in the middle to tell me that what's it called, that they were all equal and that Reuven was not a rasha. Tanya Reb Shimon ben Elazar Omer Mutzal Asu Tzadik Meosu Avam V'lo B'Maisa Zeliyado. Right, that Reuven was saved from that sin and never came to his hand. Efshar osid zaro lamud al harevel velomer orish shochi meishas aviv the yovel chet zeliyado. Is it possible that later on the Rabban Hashem was going to put Reuven on harevel and his shavit would be one of the ones to give the klala orish shochi meishas aviv, and he should have the sin? The Rabban Hashem would subject him to such a humiliation, right? Everybody would say, who's talking, right? Reuven, your ancestor was shochi the meishas aviv. It can't be. Elamani Mekayim Vayishkav is Bilhah Pilegesh Aviv. What does it mean that Reuven slept with Bilhah? Elbon Ibo Tava. What happened was the following. Reuven tried to champion an insult that was given to his mother. Omar im achos imi hoysa tzora le'imi. If my mother's sister was a tzora to my mother. In other words, as long as Yaakov, Rachel was alive, Yaakov had her bed in his tent. So Leah had to be humiliated that her sister, right, was the ikker of the house. But that I understood, because Yaakov wanted to marry Rachel first, and she was the ikker, And Mamela, okay, that was understood. Right? But what's it called? But now that Rachel died, and her Shivcha was now moved in to Yaakov's tent. Right? Not my mother. So my mother should play second fiddle to the Shivcha of Rachel. That's a chutzpah. That's a bizoyin to my mother. So he went and upset the bed, as if to make a protest that this is not fair. Why'd you move your Shivcha's bed into your room? Should have moved my mother's bed. Now he didn't only upset one bed, he upset two beds. Because the Shechina was there in Yaakov's tent. So when Mevalbel Yaakov's bed, he was Mevalbel the bed of the Shechina also. It will be written in the plural. Not just my bed, but the Shechina's bed too. Rashi. How could the Rabban Shem do such an insensitive thing to make Reuven one of the Mekalalim that would have to say, or a Shochi, the Meshus Oviv, if he actually did that Avera, that his ancestors should get up there and be Mekalal people who do this? It must be that he never sinned like that. Acha Shel Shechina, Kacha Ye Yaakov Osa Biarbo Ole Noshav, Mamid mito the Shechina, who bo also oil, shu roe bo hashchina, who bo the lawn also halayla. Rashi says what Yaakov did was he used to put an empty bed in all of his bedrooms, and that was a place for the Shechina. We've explained in the past, in Brachos we saw it, one or two places that wherever the Shechina comes to a place, it needs a makom, a beis kibul, to connect to. Right? Anytime something ruchnius comes in this world, it needs a place to connect to. Can't connect without a place. So that's why Eliyahu Novi needs a kisei shel Eliyahu, or a kos shel Eliyahu. So the Shechina also needed a place to connect to. So he put an empty bed in the room, and that was the place where he saw the Shechina on that bed. That's where he slept that night. And others say that, what's it called, that as long as there was no Beis HaMikdash, so the Shechina was devolved on the homes of tzaddikim. That's where the Shechina was, till there was a Mishkan. So Lamaisa, Yaakov Avinu had the Shechina by him. Where his house was, that's where the Shechina was. Rashi says it. Chilalta, also shame, sha'ola al yitzui, that shame Hashem, that Shechina, that came on my bed, the Hainu Shechina. Midloksiv Yitzui Alisa Tam Acher Ad Shalom Nivne Oel Moed Hoysa Shechina Mitzui Baalei Tzadikim. Before the Mishkan was built, the Shechina was found by Olei Tzadikim. So by being Mevalbel his bed, he's Mevalbel the Shechina too. The Marsha here says an interesting thing. What's the connection over here? If he was Chote, why did the Torah say Vayishkav as Bila if he didn't happen? If all he did was mess up the bed. So the way we usually explain it is that everybody has the same chait, but on different levels. For a person on a higher level, stealing is stealing somebody's ideas. For somebody on a much lower level, his concept of stealing is armed robbery. So when the person on the lower level steals armed robbery, which is his bechira of stealing, it's the same thing as the person on the higher level who wouldn't think of stealing armed robbery, but he understands that stealing is stealing people's ideas, so his nisayon of stealing is the exact same thing for stealing ideas the other person is for armed robbery. So therefore, the madrega of tznius that Reuven should have had should have prevented him from mixing up his father's bed. For him, it's the same thing as violating his father's right. On his level, that is the level of the avera for him. That's it. The Marsha says a much more interesting idea. He says like this. He says that the Shvatim we find had this mistake. They thought that that their father married Shvachos, and never converted them, never freed them, and therefore it was also for him to marry a Shivcha, and the marriage was never a marriage, and therefore the children of those Shvachos were Avodim. That's why they called the Bnei Shvachos Avodim, the other Shvatim, and. Memela, Reuven felt it was an affront to his mother that a shifcha should be in Yaakov's tent and not his mother. But the truth is that Yaakov Avinu was Meshachrer, the Shvachos, they didn't have a din of Shivcha, and therefore the marriage was a complete marriage, because they weren't Shvachos anymore, they were Meshuchraros, and therefore the children weren't Avodim. So, by Reuven intimating that his father never was Meshachrer, the Shivcha, she remained a Shivcha, so that means that she wasn't married to his father, and he was allowed to live with her. So tantamount to being mevalbel Yitzuei Aviv was that he could have lived with her too. So he was one step away from living with her because he didn't know it was an Avera. So the Torah says, by saying that she was a Shivcha, it's as if you lived with her. Because that Avera wasn't Nimna from you because she wasn't a married woman. She wasn't your father's wife. She was just, Anusas Aviv, or Mefutas Aviv, which is not awesome. So therefore, being mevalbel Yitzuei Aviv, and the reason he did it is because he felt that she was a shivcha, was tantamount to saying that she's mutter for me to live with her. And therefore, what's it called is as if he lived with her.
But it doesn't only answer the question, but it's still as if.
So the Torah considers for great people something that they could have done, right, because of something else they did, as if they did that aver. Right, for them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktik in tzaddik of kechut asar. It could be he held that it didn't help or whatever. Or he felt that he couldn't ask his father such a delicate question, so he never brought it up. He just assumed that was the case.
What?
No, that's only not to Ben Noach. Okay, let's go on. It's not really true. It's machlokas. Whether lo yigala knap of, it's machlokas. We don't pass it like that. Kitanoi. This itself is a machlokas, whether what's it called, Reuven was actually chote, or he wanted to be chote, or he never did anything. The Kitanoi. Pachas kamayim al toser. Later on, Yaakov described what Reuven did as pachas kamayim al toser. Rebbe Lezer Omer, pozasta, chavta, zalta. Right? Pachas is a notriko of Pasta chavta zalsa, that's pachas. Hirashi. Pachas no trikanu. Pasta, lashon amopziza. You were impetuous. You what's it called? Pasta miharta be'atzmucha v'chatasa. You did something too quickly. You acted too quickly without thinking. Zalsa zilzalta. Because you acted without thinking too fast, you did something that it was a zilzal. Okay, that's the next thing. And chavta, because of that you were chote. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, posata al das, chatasa zonisa. You tread on something that was aser, right? On something that was a halacha, and you sinned, and zonisa, and you were mezana. Rashi. Okay, let's go on. So all of these are no trikones of pachas. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, pilalta, chalsa, zorcha tfilasecha. Okay? So he says that what's it called? You, pilalta, is you, what's it called? You, loshen of tfila, it's also a loshen when you have a din and you was on the tip of my tongue. So something of considering a din. So pilalta, chalsa, and zorcha, and your tefillah was what's it called? You got sick over it, and your tefillah was makubal. You daven that you shouldn't fall into this sin. In other words, he had an idea of doing this sin, actually living with his father's wife, and he davened that he should be saved from that, and he was able to overcome his Yetzer Hara. Amram Gamliel, Adayin Srichim Anu L'Modoi. We still need to make this complete, Rabbi Lezer ben Modoi said. Rabbi Lezer ben Modoi, Omer, Hafoches Ateva V'Dorsha. Learn it backwards. It's backwards, not Trikon. Zo'azta Hirtata Porcho Chet Mimcha. Right, you were shaken right? Yiras yoreisolachlo, you were shaken by the chait that you could have been doing. So you, what's it called, were afraid, and you therefore stopped doing it. L'belezer of Yeshua chata, l'ram gamliel, l'moldoi, bikesh lachto v'lo chata. According to the first two mandi omrim, it's mashal, he actually was choten. Right? Not like the Gemara says, whoever says that he was choten is a toeh, that he was choten. He taka lived with his father's wife, and according to the Marsha, he thought it was mutter. And according to the other two mandi omrim, Ram Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer Amodoy, he had planned to do that chait, not just to mix up the bed. But in the end, he, what's it called, overcame that Yetzer Hara, and all he did was mix up the bed. So that's what Gemara says, Ketanoi, it's machlokas, whether Reuven was chote or not. Okay. Rava Omar, Va'amri Lo Rabbi Yirmiya Bar Abba, Zochar to own Shoshal Dover, that Pachas, again, we darshan backwards. You remember the Onish, Cholisa Atzmacha Choli Godel, and you made yourself sick to not be over this Aveira, Perash to Milachto, and you, what's it called, and you Daka were Poresh, and you didn't sin. Okay. Okay, let's go on. Omer of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omer of Yonasan. Kol HaOmer B'nei Eli Chatu, Einu El HaToeh. Anyone who says that B'nei Eli sinned, the sin that it's mashma in Tanakh, that they actually committed adultery with the women who came to bring their korbanos, says Vayishkav, they lived with they laid with the women who brought the korbanos, Einu, it's a mistake. It's not what it means. Omer of Shmuel Nachmeni Om Yonason, Kol Omer Shneemar, Vishom Shnei Bnei Eli, Chofni Upinchas, Kohanim Lashem. Right? Sover Lokarav, Domer Pinchas Lokarav, Pinchas Lokhata, and Makish Chofni Lopinchas. Ma Pinchas Lokhata, Chofni Lokhata. Right? So Rav, what's it called, said that Pinchas was not Chote. And the fact that it puts them together, Chofni Upinchas, so it's Makish Chofni to Pinchas, just like Pinchas wasn't Chote, Chofni wasn't Chote either. Elamani Makayim Asher Yishkidvun Es Hanoshim. What does it mean that they lived with the women who came to bring their korbanos? Sheshohu Es Kinehim. Shelohochu Eitzel Baalehim. Right? The chait they did have, everybody agrees they had the chait, that they did not bring the korbanos, right, easily. They pushed off and delayed bringing people's korbanos until they could extort meat from them. Right? They extorted people in bringing their korbanos. That they did. But that they committed adultery, that not. Okay? So, but since they held women back who had to bring their korbanos before they could live with their husband, and the women knew that these people, you can't trust them to bring the korbanos because they delay it. And it may be that they'll delay it and we'll end up living with our husbands before they bring the korban. Normally you can trust the kohanim that there's reason that you leave them, they'll make the korban as fast as possible. So by the time the women got home, they knew the korbanos were made. But these two people, Chofni and Pinchas, they couldn't trust. Because maybe they would push it off indefinitely. They go home and they wouldn't bring the korban until the next day or whatever. So therefore, they had to stay there and make sure that they brought the korbanos. And because they stayed there, they didn't go home, they weren't able to live with their husbands when they could have lived with them. And therefore, because they prevented them from living with their husbands, it's considered like they violated them. Right? As if they violated them, they just like a person who lives with a woman, asks her to her husband, they achieved the same thing, that they couldn't live with their husbands. Rashi, Kol Omer Bnei Eli Chatu Beishes Ish, Einu El HaToeh. Umiyu BeBizoyin Kachim Chatu. That's for sure. They were Chote in Bizoyin Kachim, a Masher Korbanos. That's no shy. But anyone who says that they actually committed adultery, that's a mistake. The Omer Rav Lekan Bishmaisin. Later on, the Gemara brings down Rav Pinchas Lo Chata. The Yolif La Mikron. He learns from a pasuk that Pinchas wasn't Chote. Rabbi Yonasan Yolif La Lechofni Mehaikra the Makish Mehaikofni Lepinchas. And Rabbi Yonasan takes it one step further. If we know that Pinchas wasn't Chote, and the Pasuk compares Pinchas to Chofni, then Chofni also must not have been Chote. Shishoa is kinem. So what did they do? Shoyu misarvin lahakriv shum korban elabakoshi. They refused to bring korbanos unless they could extort things from the person who was bringing it. Kidasiv, gan beterim yaktir and sachelim. Shoyu zovos, the yoldos bos, mimokom achir, the shiloh. And when women who were zovos or yoldos, who couldn't live with their husbands and couldn't go to the Beis HaMikdash and couldn't, eat korbanos until they brought their korban, their mechusrei kapara, right, the shiloh, the hakrivis kineim, they would come to bring their kinim, which is the korban of a yoledes, or a zova, the heinho yumashim lahakrivan, and they didn't bring them, they delayed them. The hanashim lo ayuchalim l'smoch aleim shakrivim, and the women couldn't rely on the fact that they would go home and they knew that the kohanim would bring them, because these kohanim didn't bring them quickly; they delayed them. Shom, therefore, they had to wait and see that they brought it. They didn't go back home until they actually saw it brought, because otherwise they had sfeikas whether it was going to be brought altogether or when it was going to be brought. And then they would become tohar for kodshim and to be able to go into the azor when after the korban was brought. If you violated these women because you held them back from going back to their husbands and living with their husbands. Okay, gufa. Omar Rav, Pinchas lo chote. Rav said Pinchas was not chote. How do we know that? Shenemar. V'achiyo ben achitov, achi eikavod, ben Pinchas, ben Eli, kohen Hashem. So the Torah is meyaches, achiyo ben achitov, right, to Pinchas. The Gemara says, efshir chet bol yodov akosu miyachso. It's impossible that he should have been chote with adultery, and the Torah should be miyaches him, right, as a kosher kohen. Follow Kfar Nehmar, because we have a pasuk that says that that's the punishment of somebody who commits adultery. Yikoris Hashem le'isha shi'aseno er va'ona me'ola Yaakov u'magish minchol Hashem tzvokos. Then what does that mean? The Yikoris Hashem, person who will do these sins, it's talking about adultery, right, that this is the onish. What is the onish? Im Yisrael hu lo yelo er b'chachamim v'lo onib b'talmidim. If he's a regular Yisrael, then the punishment will be that he will have no children who will be chachamim or talmide chachamim. Vim kohen, if he's a kohen, lo yilo ben magish mincha. He won't have a son who will be kosher for the avoda. Right? So the fact that there were miyaches, his children, to him, right, and they were kosher or kohanim, means that he didn't get that punishment. If he didn't get that punishment, obviously he didn't do the sin. Elo lav shmami no Pinchas lochoto. Ay elo ha ksiv asher yishkivun. It says yishkivun in the plural. Yishkivun ksiv. It says without a vav. Meaning to tell me that really it was only one of them that actually committed this aveira. And here, at least Chofni was chote. Pinchas not. Vaksiv el bonai kilo tova hashmua. I hear about my children. That bad news. Mashma that they both did the same aveira. Amrav Nachman bar Yitzchok b'ni ksiv. It's written as if it could be read b'ni. Can't tell from the Beis Nun Yud if it's b'nai or b'ni. So even though the Masorah is b'nai, but it's written in a way that it could be written my one son. Ayvah ksiv ma'avirim. It says ma'avirim in the plural. Amrav Huna bar Eid Rav Yeshua ma'avirim ksiv without a Yud. Okay? We'll see in 1 second. It's a very big problem here. Ayvah ksiv b'nei b'li'al. Right? It says B'nai B'li'al, and even though they sinned by, even Pinchas sinned, by delaying the korbanos, but he wouldn't have been called a B'li'al unless he really sinned with adultery. That's, B'li'al has to be one of the sins that are chamuros, avodah zorah, giliyarayah, shvichas damim, is called B'li'al. But Stam being Masha korbanos, you're not called a B'li'al. Where it says, Mitosha hoyulo lepinchos min limchos, lepinchos limchos lechof, nivalo micha, malava kosa kiluchata. This is a connection with what we had before. Since Pinchas should have protested what Chofni did, it's considered like he did it, but it's namish mamish that he actually did the chait. Okay. Vashi Pinchas lechata, ve'eshes ish. Vashi yishkevu nesanoshim eno elo Chofni levado. This Mandi Omer holds that Chofni really sinned. He taka lived with these women, but Pinchas didn't. But Pinchas only had that he held back the women from their korbanos. V'achiyo ben achitov kohen Hashem, v'shilo nosei eifot, hari shemiyachso l'shevach, u'maskir lov shem Pinchas adi ovid. Shemiyach is his descendant l'shevach, and shemiyach is him to Pinchas. Then it can't be, because if somebody commits adultery, you're not miyaches his children to him. What's it called? He's not going to have a kohen who's kosher l'hagish mincha. Esher bochit b'yodav akosu miyachso l'shevach, v'es ben b'no miyachso acharov, V'aksiv gavi avera da noathim yikoris Hashem le'ish v'haikro b'bol anokris v'lazol nemishtoi. This pasuk is talking about people who live with zolnos or with goyim k'darshinam le'be'elahein anisrothim v'siv le'el minei kichilal Yehuda kodesh Hashem asher ho'ev u'bol bas el nechor v'darshinam kichilal Yehuda kodesh z'zolna v'chein hu omer lo'siya k'desha. So it's talking about the Averas of Gilei Arayos. So it wouldn't refer to what's it called, it wouldn't refer to him, what's it called, as L'Shevach, if he committed something Gilei Arayos. If he just did the sin of holding back the Korban, is that yes? Er, Chorif Lahovin Lahoros Ben Achachomim. Er means awake, he's sharp, right? He won't have children who are going to be sharp and be Nimna Ben Achachomim, can I mean Be'erovim? Aharonis Aronis. Dim Kohen hu, the Kan Miyachis Kohen Magish Mincha Achar Pinchas. And if he's a Kohen, he won't have children or Miyuchas after him. And here he does have a children or Miyuchas after him. V'aksiv el b'nei bonai kilo tova, hashimua shonochi shomea mavirim, avim hoyo mochicham, v'aksiv mavirim, omravuna bereid rav Yeshua mavirim ksiv, without a yud. Kosha be'en Hashem hachocham hanizkar kan. Rashi says, very difficult for me to understand the name of the Chacham that's mentioned here. You'll see there's two ways in the Achronim to learn this Rashi. Ki Omer Ani Shetos Godelhu. This whole Gemara is a toast. This whole end over here is not true. V'lo gar sinim lo. Therefore, it's a mistake. It shouldn't be here. L'ha milsa. Shari b'sforim mugoyim ksiv ma'virim. Because if you look in Tanakh, according to the Masorah, the word is written with a yud. Ma'virim. So why does that, how can the Gemara say, Maviram Ksiv, without a Yud? The Gabi Mesorah HaGadol, the Makam Sheminuyim Shom Kol HaTevos, the Lok Ksiv Bo'en Yud. All the words that should have a Yud and are missing it, they're Chaser, the Korin, Velo Nimna Zeh, this is not counted. The Hei Menuyim Api HaCheshbon, this is an exact Cheshbon of which ones. So you can't say, just forgot about it. There's an exact number of words that are written Chaser, and this is not one of them. Vizu Enokasha. The Hamavirim love Lashon Avir, and this, the whole Gemara doesn't make sense, because it's not a Kasha either. Mavirim, in the plural, because it's not talking that they, it's not talking about Chofni and Pinchas who did something. Mavirim is going on the people. They spread the word, right? The people are spreading bad words about you. That's what their father told him, okay? That's what Eli told his children, right? Eloloshen vayaviru kol v'machane. V'hochi kol amar lehu. This is what Eli said to his children. Lo tova hashmu asher anochi shomeya. Right? It's not good what I'm hearing about you. Es am Hashem avirin, which the people are spreading. U'machrizim. V'kovlim aleichem. They're spreading and announcing and complaining about you. So the word mavirim doesn't go on Pinchas and Chofni. It's not a verb that they're the subject of. Right? It's a verb that the people are a subject of. So of course it has to be Barabim. V'hai ma'avirim loshen rabim hu. Right? Of course it's loshen rabim. V'am Hashem koi. It's going back on the people. The people are spreading these words about you. V'lav avnei eli. It's not going back on Chofni and Pinchas. It's a question. How could it be plural if only one of them sin? Shareihem hoyu ovrim. V'lo hoyu ma'avirim esacherim. Okay? So, Rashi says, therefore this Gemara is a mistake. It wasn't. So what's the question? Shem HaChacham. So if you have the Girsa, Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua, that's a legitimate, what's it called, Amora. Yeah, Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua was a legitimate Amora. Okay? So Rashi says, Avakasha, how could the Gemara relate this to an Amora when it's a terrible mistake? It doesn't make any sense. Right? So Kasha Alai, right, I would say easily that this is just a mistake, but the fact that it's said in the name of a legitimate Amora makes it a big kasha to me. How could this mistake be said in the name of a legitimate Amora? Okay, that's one way of learning Rashi. The other way is, there's another girsa here, Rava Bered Rabbi Yeshua. Rava Bered Rabbi Yeshua is never mentioned in Shas except here. So Rashi says, I have a big kasha. There is no such person as Rava Bered Rabbi Yeshua. Right? And if there's no such person, then it leads me to think that this whole Gemara is a big mistake. Somebody put it in, right, and doesn't belong here. Because there is no such person who said it. That's kasha li shema chacham azeh. The name of this chacham is a big kasha to me because he doesn't exist. There is no such person. And therefore, it's easy to say that the whole thing is a mistake. Okay. Those are the two ways. Between the Marsha learns what's it called, this way, the second way, and the Maram and the Karnei Re'eim, the Marsha, who's Magia, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, they say the Takkot is a legitimate Amora, and what Rashi means is, hard for me to understand how this Maimer could be Miyuchas to a legitimate Amora when it's a terrible mistake. But Rashi says, the Maimer, it's a mistake. Whoever put it in the name of this Amora, but he never said such a thing. Rav Ruvein Margolios says he found a medrash that says a different idea bechlal here. It's not that there is a mistake here, but the mistake is because of somebody inserted here, right, something doesn't belong. Mavirim ksiv says, what's it called? V'ho mavirim ksiv, right? V'ho ksiv mavirim, amarafun revishua mavirim ksiv. See, so what it means is like this. The medrash says beferish. It doesn't say machtiim. You could learn the pasuk that Mavirim goes going back on Chofni and Pinchas. But if it would be that they mamish made them sin, it would say Machtiim. Ma'avirim just means that they pushed them off. So the drush is not whether it says Mavirim with a yud or not. Both of them or only one of them. The drush was, it says Mavirim, it doesn't say Machtiim. So it's mashma that they didn't actually cause them to sin. They just pushed off their karbonos. That they both did. The fact, Vayishkevun, that happens only one of them. That's why it's written without a vav or whatever. So the mavirim ksiv is not the difference between mavirim with a yod or out of yod. That's taka mistake. Because the medrash means, that whoever wrote this in the Gemara thought that it says mavirim, and that's what the Gemara says, mavirim ksiv. What's it telling me? Must be that it's written differently. Right? That's the mistake. But that's not the intention. The intention is like it says in the medrash. Mavirim siv. If it would be machtiim, it should say machtiim, not mavirim. Mavirim means they pushed them off. So therefore, sokasha. What are you telling me that both, it says by both Chofni and Pinchas, mavirim. Masha, they both did the sin. No, they both pushed them off. But nobody, only one of them actually did the sin. But it doesn't say machtiim by both of them, it only says mavirim.